Well, we know that China's taken authoritarian measures to curtail individual travel. And how far can we do that? Well, let's start that conversation. Dr. Chris Ogden is a senior lecturer in Asian security at the University of St. Andrews. He had a letter published in The Guardian last week that claimed Britain may have to learn from China in order to contain the virus. I spoke to him before we came on air and asked him to lay out how restrictive China has been on the movement of its citizens since the outbreak.
So it's been highly restrictive. It's restricted people to their houses, to their neighbourhoods. It's shut down cities, shut down provinces. They've had to do this because of the scale of the outbreak. I think also maybe it starting there, originating there, not maybe knowing the full extent. The things I've heard about are people going door to door, taking people's temperatures, and then if the temperature's too high, taking them out. People being locked into their buildings and being isolated. So really being kind of forced to do what the state wants them to do.
Does that work in Europe, do you think, in the democracies of Europe?
So the big thing for me writing that piece was just to think about what would happen. If there are 80,000 cases in the UK, could people be locked down? Could people accept troops on the streets? Could we accept being told what to do? And with China, the population there is much more conditioned to these kinds of limits. There are many more limits on assembly, free speech. The power of the state is a lot clearer. So I think for us, if the pandemic took hold, we'd be stepping into very new territory. And I'm not too sure how the public would respond. I think ultimately, maybe we'll find out later today what the emergency powers are. I think the British state could have very severe emergency powers if they wanted to, in terms of for national security reasons, put us on a war footing. But I think it's more the population. How would they respond? Would they accept it? Would they believe it?
Well, Claire Foges in The Times today has said how different we are now to how we were in the war, that we'd dig for victory and, you know, plant turnips or whatever we were told to do in the war. But now people have learned liberalism and there's less deference and we don't like to be told by politicians what to do.
Particularly in the last couple of years, I would say. You know, there's a distrust of politicians, anti-vaxxers, all of these kinds of things, you know.
And what difference did it make to China's, the appearance at least, that China has managed to get a peak in this its epidemic quite early on?
Well, it seems as though they've got it under control. I mean, we don't know exactly, and I don't think we're going to know for a very long time until the death fully kind of settles. But in terms of their reporting, in terms of what the World Health Organization is saying, they have very few cases to report. So in terms of what they've done, it seems to have been highly effective and has worked internally. And now it seems externally, those countries have the major problems.
We probably need to start having this discussion about what the tolerable limits are of state intrusion into our lives, where it may not be in my interest for me to be isolated, but it's in everybody else's interest that I'm isolated. And that discussion about what my rights are and what everyone else's rights are, perhaps one we should be having.
I think so. And I think it's also a consideration of what the circumstances are. Like, I'm certainly not advocating authoritarian rule all the time, but there may be a situation if the outbreak is very widespread and we don't know exactly how many people have it, say, in the UK at the moment, that maybe some rights have to be temporarily suspended in order to fight for the greater good, which is the health of the population, and understand that we need to put that first before our own individual liberties.
Chris Ogden there, senior lecturer in Asian security at the University of St. Andrews.